Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And we are visiting with Bahia Nightingale, and she is a local food coordinator. Good morning to you, Bahia.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, when we're going to talk to a local food coordinator, I think we're going to talk about food and we're going to talk about dirt. They kind of go together.
Right.
So let's talk about, actually you have a couple of events coming up in various places. So let's talk about dirt and what that means.
Sure. Well, working with the Cass County Local Food Policy Council and an organization called Local Dirt, we are hosting three workshops in Anita, Griswold, and Atlantic in the first couple weeks of November. And these workshops are geared towards local food producers, farmers, ranchers in the area. And we're facilitating the workshops to help people get registered at an online selling site.
One of the situations I think that we found out about is that people who want food, especially restaurants and those who want a lot, don't know where to find the producers.
Right. It's sort of like looking for a needle in a haystack sometimes. And so the Cass County Local Food Policy Council really felt that they could provide a service in identifying an online tool that they thought would be really useful for the community and then helping people to use it and to register on it and then also doing some publicity for it so that consumers know where to look.
Yeah.
So localdirt.com is an online selling site for local food producers, and they've actually come out and met with us and provided a lot of good service, and we really explored a lot of different options because there's a lot of these types of websites out on the web, but we felt that the Local Dirt company provided the best service for the farmers and ranchers and for the consumers, and they have a specialty in setting up wholesale transactions.
So let's talk a little more about how we might use this. We'll talk about the producers first, because that's really who you're targeting here. How would they use this website?
So when they register on the website, it allows you to post some pictures and to develop a page. You can post a link to your farm website or your business website. And it also helps producers build order boards, which are what wholesale buyers are used to working with when they're ordering product. But it also has a wonderful service to connect producers to individual and family consumers.
Mm-hmm. How computer savvy do you have to be? Do you have to be a real expert, or do you just kind of basic skills?
Absolute novice, and I know this for a fact because I am terrible with computers, and I've had a lot of good luck using the website. But the reason we're hosting the workshops in the manner that we are is so that we have a team of people there to help people if they want the help in registering and setting up their site on the website.
Yeah, when you start talking about order boards and those kinds of things, I get a little nervous. Up until then, I think, well, this, yeah, you know, I can just log on and probably see what's there. But if I'm going to set up a wholesale order, that sounds more complicated.
It sounds complicated. And you certainly, the farmers, the producers, they don't have to go that route. They can just set up a site that's for direct to consumer. They don't have to wholesale to use the site by any means. They get to choose which type they want. So there's a lot of choice in here. But localdirt.com is set up, and it's really fill in the blank. And the reason we've really enjoyed working with it is it provides so much training and support to the producer. So if you've never heard of an order board and you just think you might like to wholesale your produce, this site walks you through and gives you the training and support that you need to take you from, I don't know anything about this, to I'm a well-trained professional on doing this. So we really like that level of service. And the website is really set up. It's a fill-in-the-blank process. So you don't have to know how to write code or anything technical. You just fill in words and numbers. You know, what product do you have? Eggplant. If you sell it by the case for wholesale, how many's in a case? You know, what day do you want to deliver it? Those sorts of things.
And Now, these meetings, as I understand, are really targeted toward the producer, but it also, if a consumer wanted to come to this meeting, would that be useful to the consumers?
Probably not. We appreciate the interest very much, but these workshops are specifically to get as many local food producers, farmers and ranchers in the area on the website, and then the consumers, we will do some outreach so that consumers know that if they go to localdirt.com and put in any zip code for the area, they're going to find some local food producers. So we have to get the farmers there first, and that's really what this workshop is about.
Okay. And, over the past number of years, I've looked for locally produced food for a number of meals and so on, and this sounds like to me this is going to be just so useful because it's been very difficult to, if you know somebody, that's one thing, but to go out and find, well, today I do need eggplant or zucchini or whatever. Now, we're through the growing season, so this seems like this might be a good time to do this kind of thing.
Right. We're really hoping to focus on this through the winter months so that we can get the maximum number of producers registered on the site and help spread the word to consumers that this is going to be an excellent resource for them as the next growing season really gears up. But it's also a great way for us to extend the season. There's a lot of us who have gardens right now who still have some great crops in the ground that are able to produce in this cold weather. And because all of our farmers markets are closed, it's really hard to connect with consumers. So this will also help with those shoulder season transaction where people still want some local food and some of our growers still have it.
Some yummy good stuff out there. Yeah, you are absolutely right. We're not quite at the end.
Right. And then we also have a lot of producers that are installing high tunnels or passive greenhouses on their farms, and they'll be able to produce food year-round. So the season as we know it is really becoming irrelevant. There's going to be local food available every month of the year.
Sounds great. And now we'll be able to find it because we'll go to localdirt.com. Let's mention just a little bit about the Cass County Food Policy Council because they're the ones who are sponsoring this.
Yes, they are. This is definitely one of their projects. They have spent the last year actually researching and looking for a tool like this that will work for rural Cass County and the metropolitan areas in Cass County. So they've really invested a lot of time in this and are excited to be working with a company like Local Dirt that's provided them with so much service.
We're visiting with Bahia Nightingale, our local food coordinator. Now, Bahia, was there cost to this for the producer farmers?
There's no cost to any of the users at localdirt.com. And right now, localdirt.com is sponsored by the National Science Foundation. And by selling an app called Locavore for iPhone and Android phones. So there's no cost if you want to register as a wholesale buyer, as a farmer, as a consumer, anything. It's free to use.
Okay, that's great news. When it comes to food, let's spend the money on the food and not the techie stuff.
Right, exactly. But I do want to mention that for all of our smartphone users out there, the iPhone and Android app, Locavore, can be downloaded and offers a wonderful on-the-go access for finding and buying locally sourced food.
Okay, that's great. Now, let's review, because you have three of these meetings set up, when and where, time?
So November 1st at the Anita Public Library from 6 to 8, and it's open house. So come in, and whenever you arrive, someone will be there to help you sit down. Bring a laptop if you have one, but if not, we'll have computers available to use. And we'll get you set up with the process and get you ready to go.
Okay, and following that one, the next one will be?
November 10th at the Griswold Middle School, also from 6 to 8.
Okay, and again, bring your laptop if you have one. I'm glad you mentioned that, but if you don't have a laptop, well, you're going to help folks.
You bet. All the locations will have computers to provide at no charge. And like I said, we'll have a team of people there to help. And the third class workshop is November 15th at the Atlantic High School Media Room.
And do they need to pre-register?
Nope, just please show up. And we do have, because people are coming from such great distances, the first five local food producers at each of the workshops who come and get registered on localdirt.com, we will provide them with a $25 stipend to help offset the cost of their gas and a little bit of their time for making the effort to come out and get on this website so that consumers can find them. So we really want to make this as easy as possible for folks.
If people have more questions about this, who can they contact locally in their area?
They can contact me.
Okay.
The number is 712-482-3029, and they can just ask for the local food coordinator.
Okay. And what about, could they contact Jerry Putnam and he could give them the dates? He's the chairman of the Cass County Food Policy Council.
I'm sure he'd be happy to talk to anybody.
Okay, great. Thank you so much to Bahia Nightingale for visiting with us this morning. And remember, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off your goals.